meeting is being recorded.
Good afternoon. It is 2:05 a.m. We are here today, July 15, 2022, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 22-004, Data Management Resources LLC versus the Office of the Governor. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Mitchell F. Thompson. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellate DMR please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hafideh Jacqueline Terlahi on behalf of DMR. I will be present today for DMR.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency, the governor's office, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hello, I'm Jessica Toft, and I'll be representing the Office of the Governor. And I have with me an intern from the Guam Bar Association, Trevor Ibarra. He got assigned to listen in on this case. I think he knows Jackie.
Yes.
Yes.
We do have a Matthew. We do have a Matthew Santos online, and so I just wanted to check if he's.
Yeah, this is Matt Santos, and I have Coy with me. He just walked out, or Benito Torres, who's an officer. But he just stepped out for a moment.
Okay, thank you. We may proceed.
Okay, I just note there's a couple of other persons on the conference call here.
Sorry. There is one more. He's one of our workers here at the office. Kyle Bungawag is another auditor. He's just observing the hearing.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we hadn't forgotten about somebody. All right. I was going to say good afternoon, everybody, but it's not afternoon yet for everybody here. So the pre-hearing conference is, you know, we're going to try to take care of some housekeeping matters. I think what I'd like to do is start backwards. I'm just curious. It seems like now the parties have agreed that we don't need an evidentiary hearing in this case. Am I reading that right?
Yes, Mr. Thompson, the DMR has waived its right to hearing. We believe after reviewing the agency report and our submission of comments that you should have sufficient information before you without taking live evidence with regard to the issues presented on this appeal.
And agency,
we just received it. We didn't discuss it beforehand, but we don't have any objection to that.
And that's good to hear, because that was kind of my sense of this case as well. And I, of course, at the hearing today, I wanted just to go over that and see if maybe I was missing something. But it seemed to me this might be a case that we could resolve on the record. That being the case, what I'd like to do is set a deadline for the submission of, I'll call it a trial brief for lack of a better name. And then proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law. I was looking at August 5th as submission date, but now's your chance if there's a problem with that date.
Mr. Thompson, I would ask if it's possible to move it just a few business days. I will be in transit that weekend on August 5th. I'll be returning to Guam. And with all the delays that we're seeing in flights, I think it would be prudent to ask you to move it maybe to the 10th. Then I could guarantee that I will be physically present in Guam by that point.
Well, just to be safe, why don't we set it for the 12th? Because hopefully, just in case there's some, a crazy travel issue or something like that. Yeah. Is that agreeable with the agency?
Yes.
Okay. And since we're not going to have a hearing, that date will be starting the clock for the OPA to resolve this case. And so our decision on this appeal would be due 30 days from August 12th, which I think would be I don't have, well, actually I do have a calendar in front of me. Let me just double check. I think that would be September 11th, but let's look. No, that's a Sunday. So I guess it will be September 12th. We've got some motions pending, and I think previously the parties were advised that the motion cutoff date was the 13th. And so based on that, oppositions would be due on the 25th, and then replies would be due on the 29th. Any issues with those dates?
None here.
No.
Okay, so tentatively we were looking at August 1, which is a Monday, at 10 a.m. for a hearing on the motions. I guess one question I'd have is, do the parties think that we need a hearing on the motions, or are they something that could be resolved on the filings?
I would defer to Ms. Toft, as it is her motion to dismiss.
There's also the other motions that were filed. There were two other motions. Mr. Lighty, you have a motion on the sealed documents.
Yes, I filed the motion to seal the documents. That's technically still pending, but I've already filed them under seal so the hearings officer can. I think that could be heard without. I don't think it needs a hearing date, and I'm not sure if Ms. Terlahi would like to brief that or file an opposition. We didn't, I don't think we've had a chance to discuss it. I was off island and now she's off island, so.
Well, why don't we do this, not to put anybody on the spot. I'll just pencil in a hearing date of Monday, August 1 at 10 a.m. And then if, you know, the parties and or the hearing officer determine that's not necessary, then we can always just put out notice that we're not gonna have a hearing at that date. How does that sound?
I don't feel a need for oral arguments on any of the motions. So if Ms. Terlahi doesn't want any, I'm fine with no oral argument.
Yes, and I think I'm also in agreement with that, Mr. Thompson, that kind of the issues that have been raised, I don't believe that there is any necessity to have oral argument on any of the motions. I think a time period in which to respond to any of the issues. I think we have also filed a motion for determination under the statute as well, with regard to the government's intent, or with regard to the government's proceeding with this particular RFP. So that issue is still pending. So I think that issue also can be resolved without full hearing.
Okay, so that's great. I won't pencil in a hearing date. And then we'll take July 29th, which is the date that the any replies are due, as kind of the submission date. And given that proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, et cetera, will be due on the 12th, I will try to put out a decision as soon as possible after that, so that to give the parties as much time as possible to address, you know, the ramifications of any of the rulings on those pending motions. Jarek, is there anything else we should take up at this time?
Other than that, a scheduling order will be sent shortly after this hearing.
Okay. Well, let me ask the parties, do any of the parties think there's anything else we should take up at this time?
None from DMR, Mr. Thompson.
None from the government, Mr. Thompson.
Okay, very good. So as Jarek just mentioned, we'll be putting out a scheduling notice, And otherwise, I'll just sit back and wait for the various filings to come in. And then hopefully after the 29th, we'll try to get some expeditious rulings on those pending motions and go forward with a resolution of this case on the record. Unless there's anything else we need to take up, I'd like to thank everybody and we'll stand by and wait for the filings.
Thank you for accommodating my Zoom request. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you, everyone. We're off the record at 2:15 p.m.
Adios.